I didn't know that he was injured. You know, if anybody was injured, I thought it was me. But, yeah, it was just one-on-one pass rush. I'm not even really sure what happened. It all happened so fast. And sorry that he hit his hand on me. I watched the tape and, you know, just tied up. I can't really see what happened. But, yeah, again, just bang, bang. I couldn't really see what it was. Well, you know, I think that's still the biggest part that I can improve in, and it's going against guys like that that I've been able to get better and continue working and work on my pass protection, and that's a main focus for me.
The whole offseason, obviously everyone on the defense is looking at the read option, how the 49ers do it. What wrinkles have you seen this year in that read option compared to last year? How different is it looking?
You know what, we're kind of stay the same. We had a lot of good things going on last year, and we are continuing to develop and put new wrinkles in. But again, it's just lining up, knowing who you're supposed to have, and going and blocking them. That's what makes it work. So we have to keep doing that. And Cap's doing a great job making sure that we're all going the right direction. So
I guys seem to have a really a deep group of running backs, young running backs. You see the same thing, and Who's caught your eye in that group?
I see it. We got a lot of talented runners. You know, one of the guys that's doing a great job is DJ, and that's in the one-on-one pass protection, in practice pass protection. He's doing a great job, and you know, all those guys can run the football, and that's what I think separates them, and that's why Frank's so good, is the way that he pass blocks. So that's been pretty impressive watching him pass protect.
What about DJ Daniels? His skills at
Yeah, I knew BJ when he was in college at South Florida, and he's a talented football player. And watching him, you know, move around, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, it's exciting to see him just get the ball in space and see what he can do. So he's helping us.
In any of the situations, either re-option or pass blocking, do you ever go up against defensive end?
All the time. I get to, most of the time, I'm either blocking them or those are my reads. So I get to see those guys quite a bit. Depends on what the concept is, but yeah, most of the time, especially in our scheme on defense, the 3-4, I have to block those guys the majority of the time.
Gone against Quay?
I have gone against him only once, but he is big and strong. That's for sure.
Chris, you've been running in front of Frank for 3 years now. What are you seeing from him now? I mean, you know, he's getting to be an older guy, a lot of wear and tear on him, but is he looking any different to you anyway?
I think, you know, Frank, every year I just am more and more impressed with Frank and the way that he runs the football, you know, just learning from him. I'm continuously, you know, trying to get in sync with him and, you know the way that he runs the football and what he likes to do, and just build that chemistry with him even further.
Anything else? Bruce, Tom Rathman, your running backs coach, when he first started his career, he would get targeted in the passing game, maybe – you know, catch 12, 13 balls per year, but then his receiving totals really shot up. Is that something that you can maybe see in your career occurring?
I hope so. Yeah, I'd like to see 70 balls a year, but right now, you know, just working to fit into the system. Whatever they want me to do is block, catch balls, it doesn't matter. So it's going to be exciting this year. I think my role is going to expand a little bit, but, you know, it's whatever they ask me to do.
Much film?
A little bit. He hides it from us. He won't let us dig into those films because he knows that we'll give him a hard time. But yeah, I've seen him, and you know, he's just a talented. He's played it the best that it's been played. So I do like to dig and find some film of him.
What impressed you most when you watched it?
Just the way he catches. Everyone knows what a hard-nosed blocker he was. So I knew I was going to find that. But the way that he carried the football and caught the football out of the backfield, downfield, he was, you know, scoring touchdowns all over the place. So it was fun to see.
You think he doesn't like to see those, because he doesn't like you to get any ideas?
Yeah. I think he hides them from us because they were so good. He don't want to be boastful. So.
Michael said he added 10 pounds of muscle in the off
you see that in, you know, how he's playing, especially in the pass protection side of things?
I think he runs the football that way a lot more now. North and south, not so much east and west. He's, you know, hitting the hole, getting in to the second level. So he's running the football strong.
What about the blocking? The pass blocking?
Yeah, he definitely has a little bit more weight there. You can tell when he makes contact, he doesn't really go backwards. He's going forward and, you know, puts the defender back in his shoes. And that's what we talk about all the time is making that contact and putting them in their shoes and not going backwards.
Yeah.